Hansel and Gretel. Once upon a time, in a small cottage near the forest, there lived a poor woodcutter with his wife and two lovely children. The girl's name was Gretel, and the boy's name was Hansel. They were a happy family. One day, the woodcutter's wife died as she suffered from a deadly illness. After his wife's death, he had to take care of the children and do the household chores all by himself. Because of this, he couldn't go to work and earn money. That's why he got married again. But the stepmother didn't like Hansel and Gretel at all. She was very unkind to them. When the woodcutter wasn't at home, she always shouted at them,
"Gretel, clean the house! Hansel, make a fire," she said.
So Hansel and Gretel did all the housework every day. The kids were unhappy and they missed their mother a lot. In winter, it was very cold and stormy. The woodcutter was ill all the time. He couldn't go into the forest and chop wood to sell in the market. When spring came, the family didn't have any money, and there wasn't enough food. They were very hungry and poor now. The stepmother made an evil plan to get rid of the kids forever. One night, she talked to her husband about her plan.
"The children are sleeping now. I want to tell you something," she said. "We don't have enough food. We can't feed the children, but I have got an idea."
"Really? What is it?" asked the woodcutter curiously.
"Tomorrow morning, we will take the children to the forest and we will leave them there. They will get lost and won't come back. So we will have more food at home," she said.
The woodcutter didn't like this plan.
"It's a terrible idea," he said. "I love my children. I can't do that."
Then his wife got angry.
"No need to argue. We don't have enough food. If they continue to stay here, we will all die," she said.
The woodcutter looked at her sadly.
"I don't like it. But I will do it," he said.
Hansel and Gretel were awake. They heard their father and stepmother talking. When they learned their plan, they felt hopeless and scared. Gretel began to cry. Hansel hugged his sister.
"Don't worry, Gretel. I have got a plan too," he said.
Later that night, when everybody was asleep, Hansel went to the garden. He collected as many pebbles as he could and put them in his pockets. Then he went to bed. In the morning, the woodcutter and his wife took Hansel and Gretel into the forest. As they were walking, Hansel dropped the pebbles on the ground. After a while, they stopped.
"You must be tired," said the stepmother. "Sit down here and have a rest. Your father and I will pick some fruit. Wait here for us."
The woodcutter hugged his children. Then he walked away with his wife. Hansel and Gretel were tired. They sat on the grass and fell asleep. When they woke up, it was dark. They could hear the horrible sounds of all the wild animals in the forest.
"I'm scared," said Gretel. "Our father hasn't come back. It's cold and dark and we are lost."
She began to cry.
"Don't worry, my little sister," said Hansel.
"Look at those pebbles shining in the moonlight."
He pointed to the path.
"We can follow them and go back home,"
he said. Well done, Hansel. This is very clever of you, said Gretel happily.
By following the pebbles, the two children found their way home easily. When the kids came back home, their father was very happy. He hugged them. But their stepmother was very angry and upset that they were back. That night, she said to her husband, "Tomorrow we must take them into the forest again and leave them there." The woodcutter couldn't say anything. Before the stepmother went to bed, she locked the children's door so they couldn't go out and collect any pebbles this time. The next day, they woke up early.
"Get dressed quickly. We are going to the forest," said the stepmother.
Then she gave Hansel and Gretel 2 slices of bread for breakfast. Hansel had an idea. He put the bread slices in his pocket. The children went into the forest with their father and stepmother. This time, Hansel dropped breadcrumbs to mark the way back home. When they walked through the forest, he dropped the pieces of bread on the ground. Some birds followed Hansel and ate all the bread. But Hansel didn't see them. Hansel and Gretel kept walking behind their father and stepmother. After a while, they stopped.
"Now, children," said the stepmother, "your father and I will pick some fruit. Wait for us here."
Then they left Hansel and Gretel all alone in the forest again. The two children didn't sleep this time. They decided to walk back home before it got dark. But they could not find the breadcrumbs. This time the kids were really lost, with no food, and they were both scared to death. Hansel and Gretel wandered around the forest for 2 days. They got so tired that they couldn't walk anymore. While they were walking towards a tree to rest under it, they saw a strange house. There were candies and cakes on its roof. The walls were covered with biscuits and cookies, and there was a big door made of chocolate. Hansel and Gretel could not believe their eyes.
"Wow, look at that house!" cried Hansel.
"It looks delicious," Gretel said.
"I'm very hungry. Let's eat some biscuits."
"That's a great idea. I'm very hungry too," said Hansel.
The two children ran up to the house. They pulled some biscuits off the wall and began to eat them. Then they took a piece of chocolate. Suddenly, the chocolate door opened and an ugly witch came out.
"Who is eating my house?" she cried.
"We are sorry," said Hansel. "We've lost our way in the forest and we are very hungry."
The witch smiled.
"Oh, you are so thin and weak. Come in, please. I have got a lot of food for you," she said.
Hansel and Gretel went into the house and they saw a big dining table in the middle of the room. There was a lot of food on it.
"Please sit down and eat as much as you want. I like strong and healthy children," the witch said.
She gave them some milk too. The children were very happy. They ate and ate, and the ugly witch watched them. The next day, the witch woke up early. She put Hansel in a cage and locked its door.
"Ha ha ha! You will stay here, little boy," she said. "You're too thin, so I will give you a lot of food. And when you get fat, You'll be a delicious meal for me.
Then she looked at Gretel and gave her a broom.
Sweep the floor, lazy girl. From now on, you will do all the housework, the witch shouted.
The ugly witch gave Hansel some chicken, chips, cakes, and pies every day. After a week, the witch wanted to check if Hansel got fatter or not.
He must be plump now. I can eat him today, she thought.
She went near the cage.
Give me your arm, she said to Hansel.
Hansel knew that the witch couldn't see very well, so he decided to trick her and gave her a chicken bone instead. When the witch touched the bone, she was surprised.
You're still very thin. You haven't put on weight. You must eat more, she said.
Hansel didn't eat everything the witch brought. He gave most of it to his sister when the witch wasn't around. And after Gretel ate enough of it secretly, she dug a hole in the backyard and put the rest in it. That's why Hansel didn't gain weight. The witch was angry about this.
He eats a lot of food, but he doesn't get fatter. I can't wait anymore, so I will eat him today, she said to herself.
Then she called Gretel.
Make a fire in the oven. I will make a Hansel pie, she said.
Gretel made a fire and the oven got very hot. Then she went to the witch and asked,
Can you come and help me?
Stupid girl, you can't do anything on your own, said the witch,
and she ran to the oven. When the witch opened the oven door, Gretel pushed her into the oven and closed the door quickly. Then she unlocked the cage to take Hansel out.
Well done, Gretel. It's very clever of you, said Hansel. Let's go home now.
No, said Gretel. The witch has got a map and some treasure in her bedroom.
We should take them first.
Hansel and Gretel took the large box of treasure with them, and they used the map to find their way home. When they arrived home, the woodcutter was very happy to see them. He hugged them and said,
I looked for you in the forest for days, but I couldn't find you.
Where is our stepmother? Asked Gretel. She was very unkind to you, so I told her to leave. She won't come back, answered the woodcutter. The children were very happy to hear this. They told their father about the witch. Then they showed him the treasure. The woodcutter and the two children were never hungry again. They lived together happily ever after.